Happy Corny Joke Day. You're listening to the Dr. Laura Show podcast for Wednesday, November 21st. This is Hour 3.
Dr. Laura is on right now.
Excuse me, sir. There's been a little problem in the cockpit.
The cockpit? What is it?
It's the little room in the front of the plane where the pilots sit. That's not important right now. You see, the first officer is ill, and the captain needs someone to help him with the radio. Do you know anything about planes?
Well, I flew in the war, but it was years ago.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Watch that movie Airplane again because it was funny. Where is it? What is that? It's a cockpit. It's in front of a plane. All righty. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Welcome to the third and final Corny Joke Day hour for the Corny Joke Day that we do every year the day before Thanksgiving. It is our ritual, our routine, and our way of giving all of you hugs for hanging in with us all year long. We want you to have a good Thanksgiving and enter it with some cheer. We know that not everybody may have the most pleasant circumstances today, so we hope 3 hours of making you laugh hysterically will cheer you up, make it better. And at the end of it, think of somebody else you can cheer up. Let's play it forward, okay? All right, today's format is all jokes, no problems. Here are the basics. For official rules, go to drlaura.com. Call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA, also known as 1-800-375-2872. Everyone who gets on the air will get a prize, and prize values vary. You can email your joke, but there are no prizes for emailed submissions. We have prizes. Everyone who gets on the air gets a prize. Grand prize. One winner will receive a $500 gift certificate from Boll & Branch. Thoughtful, luxury gifts your loved ones will break out year after year. My favorite thing is their blankets, their throw blankets. As I said, I have them everywhere in the house, so if I'm going to read or watch TV or something, I've got one of their blankets on me. And 10 winners will receive a Tiger Lady self-defense tool. Give the gift of safety this holiday season with the Tiger Lady Self-Defense Claw. Awareness and preparedness are priceless gifts. 10 $50 gift certificates to canvasworld.com, where photos become art. Three $50 gift certificates toward your purchase at bombas.com. Comfort, quality, kindness. Bombas have been changing the way we wear socks, one donation at a time, because every pair you get, they donate to someone in need. Okay? My number again is 1-800-375-2872. Let's get to it. Gobble, gobble, Anna.
Gobble, gobble.
What is your corny joke?
Did you happen to hear about the restaurant on the moon?
No.
Great food, no atmosphere.
Oh, that's clever. That's really good. You have a good Thanksgiving. I like that.
You too.
No atmosphere. Oh, that's funny. All righty. Let's do this. Gobble, gobble, gobble. George, what is your corny joke?
Gobble, gobble. Where do pencils go to school?
Where do pencils go to school? I don't know. Where?
Pennsylvania High.
I like that. That's very good, George. Thank you very much. These are fun. You cannot listen to these and not giggle yourself silly, even if you have a bad cold. I mean, really, if you have a bad cold, we're probably making you feel worse because you can't breathe. So sorry about that. All right. Gobble, gobble, Jill and Carly. What is your corny joke?
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, Carly.
My corny joke is, how did the Bible win the race.
How did the barber win the race? I don't know how.
He took a shortcut.
Oh, he took a shortcut. Well, I don't know. Do you think that might have been cheating?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You know your morals, values, principles, and ethics. I'm happy with your mom. Yeah, actually, he's cheating. All right. Okay. Okay, I want to know, are any of the peeps going to come on with a corny joke? Carson did. Dan says he's not funny. Carson, is anybody coming on? We would need to call in. Well, that's Megan. Okay, we'll put Megan on. Okay, put her on via, yeah, put her on. Okay, Megan's going to come on the VIP line. VIP lines are two extra lines we have, say if I'm doing an interview with somebody and all the lines are filled. Okay. I'm waiting for... I'm going to wait, guys. Don't drag this out. Stand by. I'm sitting on a huge red rubber ball. I am not standing. I need 2 minutes. Okay, we'll continue then. Okay, Donna, gobble, gobble, what is your corny joke?
Hi, okay, so why did the lifeguard kick the elephant out of the pool?
Because that's kind of gross. It's a big, dirty elephant. Mm-hmm. Icky.
Oh, it gets worse. It's because they kept dropping their trunks.
That's actually very good. That doesn't get worse. That's funny. Kept dropping their trunks. I should have thought of that. That is good. You have a great, great Thanksgiving. Okay, Megan the Peep. Introducing Megan the Peep. Gobble, gobble, Megan the Peep.
Hello, Dr. Laura.
No hellos.
Oh, gobble,
you have to
gobble.
Say,
I broke the
thank
biggest
you.
Rule.
Yeah, that's it. You're toast. Okay, so what is your corny joke?
Why wouldn't the shrimp share his treasure?
Greedy?
Because he was a little shellfish.
Oh, he was a little shellfish. That's very cute. I like that, Megan. Are you going to get the other peeps on the line? I'm counting on you.
Mind that. I'm going to wrangle them all up.
Yeah, you wrangle them one at a time, okay, for me? Because that's part of our ritual, too, that everybody tells a joke.
Yes, I'll go
down. All right, thanks. Thank you.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble. It's a little shellfish. I like that. Okay. Gobble, gobble, Donna Jean, what is your corny joke?
Gobble, gobble.
What?
Hey,
yeah,
Dr.
Go ahead.
Laura, if you play golf, why would you want to wear two pairs of pants?
It was cold and rainy.
In case you got a hole in one.
Do you have any idea how in the real world, in real life, anybody really can get a hole in one? I mean, think about it.
My parents have.
They have?
Yeah, they're part of the
You're hitting a little ball with a stick. Up in the air to bounce a few times and go into a little itty bitty cup. I've seen video. I just can't believe it. So do you think it's talent or luck?
I think it's a lot of praying, though.
A lot of praying. Okay. Have a good Thanksgiving. It's a lot of praying while the ball's in the air. Please, please, please. I know when I shoot pool and I have to hit, you know, just pocket speed. You don't want to hit fast because you don't. When you hit a ball, it moves sideways before it moves at the angle that you're trying to get. So if it's going to be a tight turn, you do it very gently so it won't shift over before it turns. And then sometimes there was a game, I think it was 2 weeks ago, I hit a ball and it had to go through most of the table. And I'm just going, come on, come on, come on, please, 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 please. And you know what it did? It was a hanger, like a hanging chad. It half just hung right over. It didn't drop. It just stayed there. So I went over and went, and it didn't help. All righty. Yes, that's cheating. That's a foul. Foul! I was practicing anyway. It didn't matter. Okay, my number is 1-800-375-2872. Oh, wait. We got Amanda the Peep. We got Amanda the Peep. Gobble, gobble, Amanda the Peep.
Gobble, gobble, Dr. Laura.
What is your corny joke?
Well, I wanted to know if you heard the one about the race between the lettuce and the tomato.
A race between lettuce and a tomato? No.
Mm-hmm. Well, the lettuce was ahead, but the tomato was trying to catch up.
Oh!
Very funny.
Well, that's great, but you can't win a prize. You do get that, right?
I understand.
Okay, I know. I'm sorry to disappoint. Thanks so much. Good. Now, you get the next peep up soon, okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you. I have the cutest peeps. Okay, my number, 1-800-375-2872. The hardest working, too. To be cute and hardworking, you try to find that in this world, okay? All right, gobble, gobble, Melanie. What is your corny? And McKenna, what is your corny joke?
Gobble, gobble, Dr. Laura.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble,
gobble.
Go ahead.
What always comes at the end of Thanksgiving?
Indigestion?
The letter G.
The letter G. You caught me there. I was being way too literal. Thank you very much. Gobble, gobble, McKenna.
Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving, sweetie. I just love kids. All righty. 1-800-375-2872. Gobble, gobble, Jessica. What is your corny
gobble,
joke?
Gobble. What is your corny? The pilgrims. Mm-hmm. Think of Plymouth Rock.
Smaller than they had imagined.
Well, they took it for granted.
Same concept. Okay. Thank you very much, Jessica. Have a good Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
All right. We have no other than Dan the Peep. Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, Dr. Laura.
Okay, sir.
All right.
What is your corny joke?
This is written by a professional comedian friend of mine named Kara, so I'm going to tell you her joke through me. Two muffins are sitting in a toaster. One muffin looked at the other muffin and says, "Hey, man, it's getting hot in here." The other muffin says, "Oh, my God, a talking muffin."
That is so corny. That's very good, Dan the Peep. Thank you very much. You get the next peep lined up, okay?
All right.
Okay, thank you very much. I mean, gobble, gobble. Talking muffin. Oh, God. I've actually got a stitch in my side from laughing. Right under one of the floating ribs over here. Oh, gosh. Okay, we're going to take a break so I can stretch, so I can... because all my muscles are all contracting from all the laughing. And then we'll come right back. 1-800-375-2872. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Corny Joke Day.
Corny Joke Day.
With Dr. Laura.
Call 1-800-DR-LAURA. Everyone who tells their joke on the air gets a prize.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Alrighty, I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger, gobble gobble. We're doing corny jokes today, and everybody who calls in and gets on the air to tell me a corny joke wins a prize. But first, you're probably going to have company over the holidays, so don't be uncomfortable about how your home looks. You can easily spruce it up, like I did at one point with blinds.com. made-to-order custom blinds. Easiest, most affordable way to transform the look of your home without a remodel. Their online design consultants gave me expert recommendations, made everything from choosing the perfect blinds to measuring and installing them easy. The consultation was helpful, also free, and I love the blinds. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings, and I think they're great. Every order gets free samples, free shipping, and free online design consultation. So get up to 50% off site-wide during the Blinds.com Black Friday sale. Plus, take an additional 5% off with the promo code Dr. Laura. That's very cool. It's never been easier to update your window treatments because these are some of the lowest prices of the year. So go now and get up to 50% off. Plus, take an additional 5% off at Blinds.com promo code Dr. Laura. Rules and restrictions apply. Okay, we have Corrine, who is kind of a head peep. And gobble, gobble, Corrine.
Gobble, gobble, Dr. Laura. I've got a very Dr. Laura-friendly short joke. You ready?
I am so ready.
What do you call an apology written in dots and dashes?
Written in dots and dashes? SOS? I don't know. What?
Remorse code.
Oh! Oh, that's priceless. That's very good. Oh, that's very, very good. Did
well,
you just
gobble,
make that
gobble
up?
To you, and we'll get more peeps on in a minute.
Okay. We will be peep-ridden. This is wonderful. Thank you. My number, 1-800-375-2872. Gobble, gobble, Daryl. What is your corny joke?
Hi. Well, first of all, gobble, gobble, Dr. Laura.
Gobble, gobble, Daryl.
Three top astronauts from all over the world were discussing their accomplishments. And the Russian astronaut says, Val, we were the first ones in outer space. And the American astronaut says, yes, but we were the first ones on the moon. And the blonde astronaut said, yes, but we're going to be the first ones on the sun. And the other two laughed and laughed and laughed. And the blonde said, well, duh, we're going at night.
That's very good. I love
another
that.
One, Dr. I had another one for Dr. Laura, but he wouldn't let me tell it.
Okay,
it was a
well
Dr. Laura joke.
But if he didn't think it was appropriate, you cannot do it.
It was cute. But
okay, well, it's some people's definition of cute might not be exactly. But thank you for not just doing it, for being respectful of the rules here. I appreciate that. I like that. My number, 1-800-375-2872. Okay. Gobble, gobble, Lisa. What is your corny joke?
Gobble, gobble, Dr. Laura. What did the duck say to the pharmacist after he bought chapstick?
What did the duck say to the pharmacist when he picked up chapstick?
Yes.
Quack, quack?
Put it on my bill.
Put it on my bill. Oh, my life depended on it. I wouldn't have jumped to that. That's very cute. Thank you, Lisa.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And to you. Bye-bye. That's cute. All right. Gobble, gobble, Kasha. What is your
gobble,
corny joke?
Gobble, gobble, Dr. Laura. So I have a good one for you. What doesn't Dr. Laura like about winter?
Icy streets.
Nope. Snowflakes.
I'm good with natural snowflakes. It's the human snowflake.
Well, thank
That's
you
very
for
clever.
You do, Dr. Laura. Happy Thanksgiving.
And to you. That's very clever. Thank you. Snowflakes. I'm becoming famous on that. I get tons of mail on snowflake issues. Well, it's becoming a national disaster. I think a Western civilization disaster. But I'll leave that for Monday. All right. We're just doing corny jokes. Sometimes I have to hold myself back. Gobble, gobble, Julie and June. What is your corny joke?
Hi there, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
I'm going to put June on the phone.
Okay, June.
Hi.
June. Hi, June.
My gobble, gobble. My corny joke is, how do I keep Dr. Laura in suspense?
You get quiet. No? Oh, she's doing it. Very good. I like that, June. That's very good. We were on the same track. You just get very quiet. Very quiet. Gobble, gobble. Oh, wait a minute. Gobble, gobble, Vicky and Ella. Gobble, gobble, and Lizzie.
Gobble, gobble.
Okay, all together now, all three of you. One, two, three. Gobble, gobble. Excellent. Okay. What is the corny? Who's going to tell the corny joke?
I am Ella.
Who are you?
I'm Ella.
Ella. Okay. Ella is going to tell the corny joke. Go ahead.
What is a classical composer's favorite movie?
Gone with the Wind.
Bach to the Future.
Oh, that's good.
No,
you're
that's
right.
That's funny.
That's Carson having way too much fun. Thank you, gals. I appreciate it. Well, you know, when you watch, let's see, there are certain of those huge epic movies where they spend 15 minutes just playing beautiful, beautiful music before you even see the movie. Okay, when it comes to meat, quality matters. That's why you ought to make the switch to ButcherBox, because ButcherBox, well, it ships free right to your door every month, and their meat is guaranteed to be humanely raised. No antibiotics, no hormones. The beef from ButcherBox is grass-fed, grass-finished. Their chicken is organic, free-range, and their heritage pork is far from just the other white meat. They source their pork from pigs raised to keep their fat and flavor. With cuts in quality that are impossible to find in stores, ButcherBox also comes at a competitive price. You can get a month's worth of delicious meat from ButcherBox for less than $6 a meal. You can't find a better deal on premium, high-quality meat like this anywhere else. Experience the ButcherBox difference for yourself. Visit butcherbox.com/Dr. Laura and get $20 off plus free bacon for the life of your subscription. That's butcherbox.com/Dr. Laura for $20 off and free bacon. butcherbox.com/Dr. Laura. Okay. Gobble, gobble, Sandra and Sophia. What is your corny joke?
Hi, Dr. Laura. You're my all-time favorite hero.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And, oh, you're welcome. So my daughter, Sophia, has a corny joke.
Okay, Sophia, okay. Let's hear it.
Gobble, gobble, Dr. Laura. Why didn't the pilgrim want to make the bread?
Lazy?
It was a crummy job.
I don't know. Have you ever made bread with your mother?
No. Kind of, yes.
Sandra, you have to make bread with her. It's one of the most fun and wonderful smelling things in the world. My favorite aroma is you walk into a bakery and you can smell the bread in the oven. Soft on the inside. Crust is... Okay. Okay. All right. Mallory, the call screening peep, and one of the judges
gobble,
of the
gobble,
jokes.
Laura.
Gobble, gobble, Mallory. Aren't you all judges?
Yes.
Just wanted to check. Are you the master judge?
Oh, only for the first calls coming in. Later on, we'll decide amongst the plethora of good corny jokes.
Excellent. Okay. What is your corny joke?
Okay. Why can't you make reservations at the library?
Why?
Because they are always booked.
Oh, they're always booked. I never would have gotten that one. That's very good. Okay, Mallory, you go back and judge. You I can scream.
No problem. Absolutely. Gobble,
Are you guys having fun?
Oh, so much fun. Absolutely.
Good. Excellent. Talk to you later. Okay, let's start at the top. Gobble, gobble. Ed, what is your corny joke?
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble. Why do melons have fancy weddings?
Why do melons have fancy weddings? I don't know. Why?
Cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe. Oh. Ooh. Oh. You know, it's funny. It's so obvious once you say it. That's great, Ed. Have a great Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble. I like that. All right. Tell you some more of our prizes. Two folks will receive a gift of Popcorn Delights. That's a tin with four flavors in it. Butter, cheese, caramel popcorn, yummy white cheddar popcorn. They've been making gourmet popcorn since 1979. Some of you probably weren't alive yet then. $200 gift certificate toward your purchase at Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. 10 winners will get $50 gift certificates for SimplyToImpress.com, holiday photo card headquarters. 5 unlashed volume and curl mascaras, and I use this, brought to you by Wander Beauty, creating fewer, better beauty essentials so you can stay gorgeous on the go. Yeah, their thing is to consolidate stuff so you can use something for more than one thing and get yourself out the door and still look good. Also, it also helps if you're somewhere between 18 and 26. But it works on us, too. That's my standard joke, though. My number, 1-800-375-2872. Okay, start at the top. Gobble, gobble, Katie, what is your corny joke?
What do you call a magical owl?
I don't know.
A Houdini.
Oh, gee. A Houdini. That is good.
Thank you.
That is
Thanks,
good.
Thanks, Laura. Happy Thanksgiving.
And to you. Thank you. Houdini. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You ever seen one up close and personal? They're beautiful. They are. That's one of the most incredibly beautiful creatures. And they look at you. Not friendly. They don't have a friendly face. They got that curved beak, those eyes, they just penetrate. But the colors of the feathers and the shape, that is one beautiful animal. Debbie, gobble, gobble. What is your corny joke?
Gobble, gobble. Why didn't the lion want to join the poker game?
The female lion wouldn't let him?
No. There were too many cheetahs.
Oh, very good. Thank you. That's cute. All righty. Gobble, gobble, Sarah and Ava and Grace and Claire. My cup runneth over.
What?
Okay,
gobble, Dr. Laura.
Okay, Mom, you have to have everybody say gobble, gobble all at the same time. That's beautiful. All right, who's going to tell the joke?
Ava's going to tell it, and Claire's going to give the punchline.
Got it. Okay, go ahead.
What's the best thing to put in a pumpkin pie?
Oh, I know that. Cinnamon.
Nope.
Your teeth.
I didn't hear it. Your teeth!
Your teeth.
Oh! She's right. Okay, Grace, what's your part of this?
Grace is a little shy. She's giving me an eye over here.
Yeah, but I can't see her. She can only be shy if I can see her. So tell Grace she's got to say gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
Thank you, Grace. Okay, I'm very impressed with that. Very good. She got over all her social anxiety. See? Even when we're not doing therapy, we're doing therapy. Okay, then. We're going to take a break, come back with your calls. So give us a call at 1-800-375-2872. We'll be right back.
It's Corny Joke Day! Go on, call Dr. Laura and tell a corny joke.
There she was, just walking down the street singing.
Do a diddy-diddy-dum, diddy-do.
Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing.
Do a diddy.
All righty. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger, Gobble Gobble. This is our last half hour of our annual three-hour Corny Joke Day. Here are some of our prizes if you get on the phone with me today. If you get on the phone with me today and tell your corny joke. Three people will receive a one-year subscription to Stamps.com, including a free scale, supplies kit, $50 free postage. One lucky winner will receive a molecule air purifier, the only air purifier that completely destroys pollutants. 10 of you will get, who get on the air and tell me a joke, will get a $100 gift certificate to Windsor Vineyards. Give a truly memorable gift this holiday with personalized and engraved wine bottles using your own custom message, photo, or logo from Windsor Vineyards. I think that's a very cool gift. And our grand, grand, grand prize is a $500 gift certificate from Boll & Branch. Thoughtful, luxury gifts everyone you care about will use all the time. Okay? Good. Okay, we now have Gobble Gobble April the Peep.
How gobble, gobble. Do crazy people go through the forest?
Say that again?
How do crazy people go through the forest?
Oh, dear me. How?
They take the psychopath.
Oh, dear me.
Thanks, Doc.
Hey. Oh, my. Oh, dear. Okay. All right, then. Moving right along. Gobble, gobble, Mike. What is
gobble,
your corny
gobble,
joke?
Dr. Laura, this is going to knock your bomba socks off. Are you ready?
Well, I've got them on, so go ahead.
Okay, a man walks into a diner. The diner is completely empty. There's nobody in there but a waitress. The waitress takes his order for a Coke, and she walks away. All of a sudden, the man hears, "Nice hair." So the guy looks around thinking, you know, he's hearing things. A couple minutes go by, all of a sudden, "Nice tie." Now he really thinks he's crazy. Looking around, there's nobody in the diner. All of a sudden he hears, "Nice shoes." So the guy is totally, thinks he's going crazy. The waitress comes back, puts his Coke down. He says, "Am I crazy or what?" She's like, "No." She's like, "It's the nuts. They're complimentary." Oh, that's good. They're complimentary.
I am ripping one of my Bomba socks off, as you said. Yes, that is very cute. And thank you for explaining it three times. I mean, trust me, I did get it. Poor guy thought I didn't get it. Not that dim a bulb. All right. The nuts are complimentary. Does everybody get it? Do I have to repeat it again? No, good. Okay, then. Gobble, gobble, William. What is your corny joke?
Gobble, gobble, Dr. Laura. Why did the stadium get hot after the game?
Well, it was late in the afternoon. The sun, you know, it just got warmer.
No, because all the fans left.
Oh, that would do it, wouldn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
You have a good Thanksgiving.
Likewise, enjoy.
Okay, that's cute. All the fans left. Who thinks up these things? It's just cleverness. Mm-hmm. You know? Gobble, gobble, Elisa and Mark.
Gobble, what is gobble, your corny Dr. Laura.
Gobble, gobble. Gobble, gobble, Mark.
Hi.
No, Mark. No, Mark. No, Mark. Oh, gobble, gobble, gobble. Thank you,
gobble,
sir.
Gobble,
okay. What is your corny joke?
My joke is, what do you call a reptile with no clothes on?
Normal.
No. Snaked.
That's very cute. Thank you very much. Have a great Thanksgiving, Mark. And Mom. Oh, dear. Okay. Gobble, gobble, Jennifer and Abigail.
Hi, Dr. Laura. Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble. Gobble, gobble. What is your corny joke?
What do you call a cat that's in trouble?
What do I call a cat what's in trouble? That's in trouble. Here, kitty. Here, kitty.
No. A catastrophe.
A catastrophe. Oh. Oh. That's
Happy
so good.
Dr.
Happy Thanksgiving to both of you and your family. Catastrophe. What do you call a cat that's in trouble? A catastrophe. I think that's perfectly logical. Okay. Gobble, gobble, Sarah. What is your corny joke?
Gobble, gobble, Dr. Laura. So, do you know what the turkey thought about Thanksgiving?
Nothing good.
I don't know either, but it was probably something foul.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, it probably was. That's very good. You have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Dr. Laura. You too.
Thank you. That's cute. Okay, then. Here we go. Gobble, gobble, Tony and Stevie. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, Dr. Laura.
Gobble, gobble.
And who's telling the corny joke?
Me, Stevie.
Okay, go ahead.
I was addicted to soap, but I'm clean now.
Very funny.
That is cute. I like that. You guys have a good Thanksgiving, but I'm clean now. It's perfect. Okay, all righty. Gobble, gobble, Cody. What is your corny joke?
Hi there. So,
hi there.
Did you hear about the Dr. Laura caller who got sat on by an elephant?
No.
He was depressed.
Whoa, that's funny.
That's very funny, Cody. I like the made up stuff from the show. Thank you very much. Have a good Thanksgiving.
You too.
Got sat on by an elephant. Okay. When I'm done with this show today, I'm going to sit down with a big cup of hot chamomile tea and just zone out. I've been laughing so hard, I hurt. Okay. One last. This time of year is all about giving thanks, which is why I want to talk about Bombas. They've donated over 10 million pairs of socks to the homeless, in need, and at-risk communities. Why? Because socks are the number one most requested item at homeless shelters. So for every pair purchased, they donate a pair. And because cold weather season is upon us, Bombas is going beyond their one-for-one model, personally asked me to choose an organization on behalf of our program here. I decided we should give to the Good Shepherd Shelter of Los Angeles. They're going to get a lot of socks. It's amazing because Bombas are also the most comfortable socks in the history of feet. They're made from super soft natural cotton that feels like pillows under your feet, and every pair is equipped with arch support, seamless toe, cushioned footbed that's comfy but not, you know, too thick. It's important that everyone feels the Bombas difference this season. So get them for yourself, your family, and friends at bombas.com/Dr. Laura. And receive 20% off your purchase. That's bombas.com/Dr. Laura for 20% off your purchase. And I'm very grateful they are donating socks in the name of our program. Very honored by that. Okay. Gobble, gobble, Mary, Beth, and Elise.
Gobble, gobble, Dr. Laura.
And what is your corny joke?
If the Pilgrims were alive today, what would they be most famous for?
You mean something new? Maintaining a bad wardrobe?
I think a joke.
What is the joke?
Their age, of course.
Oh, they'd still be alive today. Well, we girls know what is funnier, though.
I like your answer a lot.
Thank you very much. God, I got to make up one on the fly. dear me. Okay. Oh, my face hurts. Okay. Rub my cheeks. All righty, then. Let us move along. Gobble, gobble, Elizabeth. What is your corny joke?
What do you call an alligator detective?
Alligator. Crocodile. I don't know what.
An investigator.
Oh, an investigator. I thought it might be a takeoff on Crocs, but they're not. They're different. That's good. An investigator. I like that. That's good, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, Dr. Laura.
And to you, sweetie. Okay. An investigator. Gobble, gobble, Linda. What is your corny joke?
Gobble, gobble. Why did the zombie cross the road?
Why did the zombie? I don't think they think about it. I don't know why.
He wanted his mummy.
Oh. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. That's a very good joke. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Okay. Gobble, gobble. Kelly, what is your corny joke?
Hi, Dr. Laura. Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
Did you hear that they tried to clone Yogi Bear?
No.
Well, it didn't work. They made a little boo-boo.
Is that program still on the air?
Well, I don't know, but if it's not, it should be.
Yeah, only people in our age range know what we're talking about right now. Okay.
Absolutely. So to all thank of you. Us older people out there, they'll understand.
No. Mature people out
there.
There
you go.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Right. And to you. Okay, then. Gobble, gobble, Lisa. What is your corny joke?
Gobble, gobble, Dr. Laura. A man goes in to see his therapist and says, I'm a teepee. I'm a wigwam. I'm a teepee. I'm a wigwam. What does the therapist say?
You have multiple personality disorder.
Oh, sit down. You're too tense.
That's much funnier than mine. All righty. Gobble, gobble, Tiffany.
Hi, Dr. Laura. How are you?
Good. Exhausted from laughing. I don't know about you, but what is your corny joke?
Did you hear, why did the policeman arrest the turkey?
Oh, for, what could the turkey have been doing? I don't know what.
He was suspected of foul play.
Foul play. Okay. I was struggling. I was hoping I would get one there. That's great.
Sorry.
Foul play.
Have a great holiday.
That's okay. I will suffer in silence. My number here is 1-800-375-2872. We've only got 5 more minutes. We have more calls up than I can put in 5 minutes. Sorry. So some of you will not make it on the air, but I will do my best. Okay. We'll see how good I am now. Gobble, gobble, Brian. What is your corny joke?
What did the firefly say when it flew through the fan?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, it didn't say anything, but it was delighted.
Oh, ouch. That gets an ouch. That's more of a guy joke.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, Brian, that was very good. Thank you.
All right, have a good Thanksgiving.
Okay, you too. Well, you all know the original movie, The Fly, although I think the one that Jeff Goldblum starred in, he should have gotten an Academy Award for, but the original, help me, Do you all remember that? When he was sitting on the back of the wooden chair. They were also, nobody could hear him.
That was a sad movie.
But Jeff Goldblum's version, he was so good. All that twitchy behavior he did, I don't know how he pulled that off. Really very good. All right, my number, 1-800-375-2872. Gobble, gobble, Carol. What is your corny
gobble,
joke?
Gobble, gobble, Dr. Laura.
Go for it.
Dr. Laura, did you know that the wise men were firemen?
I did not know that the wise men were firemen.
Yes, they came from afar.
Oh, gosh. Have a good Thanksgiving. They came from afar. Oh, I guess you have to be from the South to pull that one off, you know. Okay, then. Gobble, gobble, Ruth. What
gobble,
is your
gobble,
corny
Dr.
joke?
Laura.
Gobble, gobble.
Why does the blonde tiptoe past the medicine cabinet?
Afraid to see her reflection in the mirror.
Nope, she doesn't want to wake the sleeping pills. Happy Thanksgiving.
You have a good Thanksgiving. Oh, gosh. All night I'm going to be reviewing. I'm not going to be able to sleep. I'm going to have double chamomile. Okay, we're going to try to get two more in. They're working on this. I guess I went a little faster than they anticipated. Do-do-do-do. Well, let me just say this. We, having anything to do with this program, have a communal sense of real commitment to helping people live better, be better, do better. If you live better, do better, be better, you usually feel better. So we don't try to make anybody feel better. And we're very grateful and appreciative that you folks listen and call in and participate in our Instagram and our Facebook and everything else that we do. And our podcasts and the boutique that opens on Monday for the family members, Wednesday for everybody else. And so we can help the kids of our fallen patriots. So I just like to take this time to say I'm very grateful that I'm here at Sirius XM. They're very good to all of us. They're very supportive. They don't nag. They don't criticize. They only uplift and help us do what we all try to do. I want to tell my peeps, and I don't think I can tell them enough, how much I love and appreciate them, how much I notice and appreciate how hard they work, and how they take a personal invested interest in what they're doing as opposed to approaching it like a job. We all feel a sense of purpose as a unit. And I would just like to end with that. It's not a funny joke, but it sure warms your heart. I feel very fortunate to have all of you and to have the opportunity to be helpful. So I hope you all do nice things for somebody, especially tomorrow, because there are going to be a lot of people maybe that don't have a place to be or people to be with. Extend yourself a little bit. Make some people happy. You want to know how to feel better in life? It's through the eyes of somebody you've uplifted. That's how you see yourself as better. Now go do the right thing.